a compelling modesty. In contrast to the very eye-centric style of the comparison leaders, we were struck by how the good-to-great leaders didn't talk about themselves. During interviews with good-to-great leaders, they talk about the company and the contributions of other executives as long as we'd like, but would deflect discussion about their own contributions. When pressed to talk about themselves, they'd say things like, "I hope I'm not sounding like a big shot," or, "If the board hadn't picked such great successors, you probably wouldn't be talking with me today," or, "Did I have a lot to do with it? Oh, that sounds so self-serving. I don't think I can take much credit. We were blessed with marvelous people," or, "There are plenty of people in this company who could do my job better than I do." It wasn't just false modesty. Those who worked with or wrote about the good-to-great leaders continually used words like quiet, humble, modest, reserved, shy, gracious, mild-mannered, self-effacing, understated, did not believe his own clippings, and so forth. Board member Jim Hlavacek described Ken Iverson, the CEO who oversaw Nucor's transformation from near bankruptcy to one of the most successful steel companies in the world. "Ken is a very modest and humble man. I've never known a person as successful in doing what he's done that's as modest. And I work for a lot of CEOs of large companies. And that's true in his private life as well. The simplicity of him. I mean, little things, like he always gets his dogs at the local pound. He has a simple house that he's lived in for ages. He only has a carport, and he complained to me one day about how he had to use his credit card to scrape the frost off his windows, and he broke the credit card. You know, Ken, there's a solution for it, enclose your carport." And he said, "Ah, heck, it isn't that big of a deal." He's that humble and simple. The 11 good-to-great CEOs are some of the most remarkable CEOs of the century, given that only 11 companies from the Fortune 500 met the exacting standards for entry into the study. Yet despite their remarkable results, almost no one ever remarked about them. George Kane, Alan Wurtzel, David Maxwell, Coleman Mockler, Darwin Smith, Jim Herring, Lyle Everingham, Joe Coleman, Fred Allen, Cork Walgreen, Carl Reichert. How many of these extraordinary executives had you heard of? When we systematically tabulated all 5,979 articles in the study, we found fewer articles surrounding the transition date for the good-to-great companies than for the comparisons, by a factor of 2. Furthermore, we rarely found articles that focused on the good-to-great CEOs. The good-to-great leaders never wanted to become larger-than-life heroes. They never aspired to be put on a pedestal or become unreachable icons. They were seemingly ordinary people, quietly producing extraordinary results. Some of the comparison leaders provide a striking contrast. Scott Paper, the comparison company to Kimberly-Clark, hired a CEO named Al Dunlap, a man cut from a very different cloth than Darwin Smith. Dunlap loudly beat on his own chest, telling anyone who would listen, and many who would prefer not to, about what he had accomplished. Quoted in Business Week about his 19 months atop Scott Paper, he boasted, "The Scott story will go down in the annals of American business history as one of the most successful, quickest turnarounds ever, making other turnarounds pale by comparison."